Our situation became more dire when President Hindenburg appointed Adolf Hitler chancellor on January 30th, 1933. One day we had friends, neighbors, and the next we were given no right or dignity. It became intolerable to stay in Germany, so my parents decided we should move to Poland as we held Polish citizenship. It was no surprise when my father said, "Pack your suitcases and say goodbye to your uncle. We are going to the railroad station." A little after 6 in the evening, early in the summer of 1936, our train arrived in Krakow, Poland. A big new adventure was about to start for me. It was a new country, a new language, new friends, and a new school.
When the National Socialist German Workers' Party came into power in January 1933, Jewish people were denied citizenship. The Nazi regime also targeted anyone they considered inferior, including individuals with intellectual or physical disabilities, people of color, homosexuals, and groups with varying political or ideological views. Persecution of Jewish people was implemented incrementally, beginning with propaganda and followed by anti-Jewish regulations with widespread boycotts of Jewish-owned businesses that resulted in violence, such as Kristallnacht, Night of Broken Glass, violent attacks against Jewish people in Nazi-occupied territories from November 9th to the 10th, 1938.
Spring 1939. Strong rumors of a possible war with Germany spread throughout Poland. One morning, early in September, Krakow awoke to the roar of German bombers. A squadron of planes flew low over our rooftops and released bombs on the railroad station less than 2 miles away. The explosions sent shockwaves of fear and destruction throughout the city.